Suburban Farm Yarns with Monica Main.
So it is time for our weekly Suburban Farm Yarn with actor, activist and green-thumbed storyteller Monica Main. Welcome, Monica.
Welcome to you too, Maddie.
I will be honest, I almost forgot to play your intro there, and I just remembered. So we got it in the end. but yes, we are talking about mozzies today.
We certainly are, and I don't think I know one person who likes mozzies. So, and we're coming up to that time of year when they become rampant. Now, I know, I'm sure we've heard before, and I know you have lots of questions, but I'll just give a bit of an overview to get people, to just remind people how invasive they are. So there's about 3,500 species worldwide. There's 300 species of mozzies in Australia. There's about 100 different species of mozzies in WA, and there's only about 200 species that bite humans. But that's still a truckload. Even if you only had two different sorts of species that ate or bit humans, that would be enough, because their life cycle is so quick and short, and they are just amazing adapters. They've become adapted to a whole lot of insecticides that are used globally. So they're getting worse.
They are. I did not realise that there were that many mosquitoes in the world. I don't know why I thought there was only like one type of mosquito, but oh my goodness, how did I not know this?
Because we haven't had the conversation yet.
Yeah, I haven't talked with you about it.
So the interesting thing is too that mozzies, only the females are the ones that bite you. The boys don't.
Oh.
Males, yeah. So it's the females bite you because they want your blood. And they want your blood because it's full of nutrients and protein primarily, because the females are the ones that make the eggs, lay the eggs that turn into larvae that eventually turn into new mozzies. And so those females want your blood because it's full of goodies, iron, nutrients, protein, and that helps them make eggs. And basically the males, they just fly around and feed on nectar. They only live maybe a week or so. They're just around to mate, basically. Females also eat nectar, and so they are pollinators. They do actually do some good. I mean, their food in the food chain. Larvae is there in the aquatic food chain. So lots of fish and birds will eat the insects, and fish will eat the larval stage. But of course, there's more mozzies than things that eat them. As I said before, they're amazing adapters. So a female can live 6 weeks to months. So they can really hang around. And they're amazing adapters. And they have the capacity to a thing called diapause. It's not like aestivation or hibernation. A diapause is when they can have suspended development at any stage. So in the larval stage, in the egg stage, or in the adult stage, they can just kind of pause what they're doing, so to speak. They're still alive, but the development stops until the conditions are just right. So a female might go, oh, well, look, I haven't got any water around. I can't lay any eggs, so I'll just kind of slow my development down. And so they hang around, they can live a bit longer, and then when the conditions are right, they'll lay the eggs. And also the crazy thing about mozzie eggs is they can remain dormant in soil, in the ground, in dry wetlands for years.
Years?
Years!
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's like I've talked about worms before. I mean, I love worms, as in garden worms.
Yeah.
Not gut worms.
No.
Garden worms lay worm castings, and inside a worm casting is hundreds of eggs, and those eggs can remain dormant in the ground for years as well, until conditions are right, and then the dry husk of the crust around the eggs can crack open, and the eggs can, once they've come in contact with water, that little worms can hatch out. So, yeah, mosquitoes, that's another reason they're incredibly adaptive, because their eggs can remain dormant. They've got this thing called diapause where they can suspend their development. So the females can live 6 weeks to months. So that even before they bite you, they've got this amazing capacity for survival. So, yeah. And those, it's the females that are driving you nuts. So I heard you say you're a bit of a magnet. You think, I mean, everyone thinks they're the ones who get munched on by mozzies, but there are, yeah, some people are more likely to get munched on. And what do you think those facts are?
I'm not sure. I just, ever since I was a kid, it would always be, you know, kind of the joke in the family that if we were outside for a barbecue and I was there, everyone else was safe because the mosquitoes would flock to me and leave everyone else alone. My mum used to joke that it was because I was so sweet, but I don't think that's quite the reason.
Well, it's interesting that she's, yeah, because scent does have something to do with it. Now, I'm not saying you're a sweater, but sweat does attract mozzies because sweat, obviously it's salty, but sweat contains a high level of lactic acid, and salty foods increase your lactic acid, and lactic acid will attract mozzies. So sweat attracts mozzies. I mean, there's microbes in your skin that can attract mozzies too. So your sweat and those microbes can create kind of like a stinky biome, not stinky that we might necessarily think is stinky or smell, but is just right for that, to attract a mozzie. So I'm talking about your sweetness. I mean, your overall flavour, smell indicators might be what attracts mozzies. Also, what blood type are you?
Oh, is that a question? Is that an answer I should know? I don't know.
Clearly, you've never been into hospital.
I don't know.
Or known what. There you go.
I need to call a friend, call my dad. Hi.
Yeah.
What blood type am I?
I reckon. Well, because type O, I'm type O. Type O is the most commonest blood type. You know, there's O, A, B. There's special groups, you know, rare. But O is the preferred blood type of mozzies.
Oh.
Now, obviously, if there's a truckload of people around, the mozzies aren't going to go. They're just going to go for that warm mammal. And so another thing that might attract mozzies is obviously CO2, because if you are breathing CO2, a mozzie will go, oh, where is CO2? There's a living mammal, a living warm-blooded mammal, not great, full of blood. So also if you wear dark clothes, they're attracted to dark things because that could just be another dark mammal. And, you know, there's blood there. So like a big cow, or if you're wearing dark clothes, so wear bright, light-coloured clothes, loose-fitting clothes is a good thing to do at a barbecue. Obviously, in Australia, we have diseases that mozzies do carry, like Ross River virus.
Yeah.
We don't have malaria. I mean, in South America and Africa, more people die in Africa than malaria than anywhere else in the world. So poor Africa is suffering. Like a massive amount of malaria deaths, like I think 90% of malaria deaths in the world are in Africa. And they thought they had a lid on it, like they thought they got it under control. But in about 2012, a new species of mozzie got into Africa from Asia. And they think because of just there's so much more trade going on globally and because of climate change, mozzies are adapting to these conditions really well. And this mozzie that got into Africa from Asia is not great because they thought they'd got, you know, that deaths had been reduced down to probably about 500,000 a year, which is still an incredible amount, but from at least 1 million a year. And so they thought they'd got it under control. And then this, unfortunately, this terrible new species came in from Asia, and it's really adaptable. Most mozzie control in Africa was to do with, well, mozzies would bite you at night, so let's have insecticides in the home and have some mosquito nets. But then this new mozzie that came in from Asia didn't really care about biting you in the night. It could bite you during the day. So now it's infiltrated urban areas, and that's where it's a real problem. And they can breed in like tiny capful, like a bottle cap of water, lay their eggs in there, the larvae can grow and turn into mozzies, and they can hang around. They're quite happy to hang around during the day and bite you during the day. So that's another real problem for Africa. I mean, there's also the Zika virus in South America, which is terrible, which creates horrible birth defects. There's dengue fever. I mean, malaria, mosquito as a vector, i.e. carries things in its gut and transfers it from organism to organism, is the biggest killer. I mean, it's really bad. So, I mean, I know a lot of people have died from COVID, but malaria has been killing people for a long, long time. And it can kill animals, not just humans. So it's a huge, huge problem. So we complain about getting bitten by a mozzie at a barbecue, but on a global level, it's pretty scary as well.
Yeah, we do have it a little bit easier here, I suppose, with the mozzies. Even so, Moni, how would we avoid getting bitten this as we move into summer?
Yeah, like I said, try not to wear dark clothes because they will be attracted to.
Yep.
I mean, having a fan on, even if you sit outside, even just a cheap little kind of desk fan on the ground, blowing the air around your ankles under tables and chairs is a really good way because they can't fly around in the wind. So, you know, they want to perch on something. They love still. And the actual word, interestingly enough, malaria means bad air, mal air, and they thought malaria was spread just from bad air, you know, because you'd get it around swamps or, you know, still. And, of course, then they realised, no, mosquitoes are a vector. It's not bad air. It's actually these little critters. So, yeah, the mozzies, when they stick their proboscis in you, they inject you with their saliva, and that's what causes the allergic reaction in people. That's why you get that really itchy bump. But you've probably seen insect repellents that contain DEET. And some people go, oh, that's a horrible toxic chemical. Well, I mean, you're not eating it. It is on your skin. But DEET, D-E-E-T, what is it? Diethyl metoluramide does prevent mozzies from biting you. So it's an effective deterrent. But then, you know, you could put on lavender oil or eucalyptus oil, citronella oil, which is not as toxic as DEET. I mean, look, there's been lots of research done into DEET, and it's believed to be safe for humans, that the skin barrier does stop you absorbing any of the chemicals, and it does prevent you getting bitten by mosquitoes. And particularly if you're in areas where there is Ross River virus, you'd want to be using something quite protective and, you know, covering up, wearing socks and long trousers and things like that. So, but, you know, in terms of non-chemical deterrents, get rid of any kind of stagnant water in your garden. I've got ponds in my garden and I've got pond pumps in there, so there's water flowing. But I've got native West Australian pygmy perch. They're a little great little orange-coloured little fish that grows to about 5 centimetres, breeds like crazy. They gobble up the mozzie larvae.
Yay!
So, yeah.
Love
so
that.
Ponds, have goldfish or, like I say, western pygmy perch, because they will eat the mozzie larvae. So that'll get them out of the mozzie larvae from stopping from reproducing in your ponds. But, you know, check in your backyard. If you've got sprinklers that are putting water in, like, you know, dishes under pot plants, or mozzies only need a tiny bit of water to lay their eggs in and for the larvae to grow in. So, you know, empty out those stagnant pots. If you've got bromeliads in your garden, which hold water, flush those bromeliads out with your hose. So flush out any water that might be sitting in there over a few days. And, yeah, so this just preventative ways is a really wise way of trying to get on top of it.
Yeah, definitely. So if, you know, if we do get bitten, do you have any little tips, tricks, remedies to help with the itchy mozzie bite?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, there's creams and ointments out there that, you know, can stop the itch.
Yeah.
But also I do know, I think eucalyptus is a really good one for just rubbing on, because it tends to sort of just numb. But there are many, many creams out there that you can buy that literally stop, that have got sort of, you know, skin, like an anaesthetic that just numbs it, takes out the itch. So that are inexpensive, that I would have on, I've got on hand, as well as my preventatives, like, you know, your insect repellents. I've got those things that can stop the itch as well. And certainly if you go camping or bushwalking or anything like that, you want to have both of those things, because, you know, sometimes you can cover yourself in insect repellent and, you know, some sneaky mozzie will still find a way to find that spot where you haven't.
They haven't always do. Yeah. Monica, we have received a message. Someone is saying that they love citronella coils, but their neighbour hates them. Do you have any alternatives? I think we mentioned a few.
I know people burn the coils. Well, you know, maybe your neighbours, I mean, they do deter, because that smoky smell does.
Yeah.
Incense sticks and stuff can deter to term Aussies. But, I mean, the alternative is, as I said, you have a fan. Have a fan going. I mean, you know, people have got often got overhead fans on outside verandas. And, I mean, it's a nice way of circulating air, but it's also a good way of deterring mosquitoes. But certainly having a fan on the ground is a really great way of just keeping the Aussies at bay as well. Can't really tell you how your neighbours to deal with that. They're pretty fussy then. I mean, I think there's worse smells than mozzie coils, but yeah.
Yeah, well, a fan's a good one. That's, you know, no scent from that, airflow, all the things you could want.
Yeah.
I have also just received a message from my lovely mother. Apparently, I'm an A positive blood type. So
there you go.
There we go. I'm learning something new.
And your mum being the that's great. Being your mum, she would know those details. Yeah.
Hi, mum.
Hey, Maddie's mum. So, you know, you need to pop that in where you keep all your other details.
Yes.
It's a useful thing to know.
I will store that now.
But clearly the mozzies like that as well. Mm. I guess, you know, basically, Maddie, you're a hot mammal and mozzies want hot mammals because you're full of yummy blood.
Wow. Thank you, Monica.